In Matthew 28, 19 through 20, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So in there, he gave us his plan for how we would welcome people into the church. First, we make disciples of all nations. Then we baptize them, and then we teach them to observe all that you've commanded you. Sometimes, some churches, the baptism comes as a baby, but we believe first you become a disciple, and then you get baptized, and then you get taught to observe all that that Christ commanded. So that's why Evan Garcia is being baptized today. He has professed faith in Christ, and we'll hear his testimony now. Come on, Evan.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Evan Flores. I'm going to read my testimony named My Messiah. Before I became a Christian, what problem I had was fighting with my family a lot, my mom with my sister a lot, a little bit with my brother since he would always pick on me. A problem I had, I didn't really know what church was about. I thought it was just like a daycare that I would go every Sunday to play with my friends. Another problem, I couldn't stop lying. For example, I'd always make up excuses to skip school. And I first started learning about Jesus by talking to older people like Mr. Fitzgerald. I started going to Awana and Children's Club on Thursday's night. We would talk about the Bible there. Another person who helped me was Mr. Bellish. He introduced me to birding, and we would take pictures and talk about birds. And we would go to teen study that he leads and make lectures about God. And another person that helped me was Mr. Walker. He helped me learn about Jesus on how like he died, paid for our sins, I made him the boss of my life. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is from yourself. This is not from yourself. It is a gift from God, not by the work, so that no one can boast. Since I became a Christian, I don't fight with my family that much, since many of them don't know Christ. And since many of them, I still have a lot of improvement on this, especially, and the Holy Spirit tells me to forgive them. Wait. Since I became a Christian, I don't fight my family that much, since many of them don't know Christ. However, I still have a lot of room for improvement on this, especially with my sister. When I get upset, Bible verses come to my mind not to fight, and the Holy Spirit tells me to forgive them. He's also teaching me to ask for forgiveness when I am wrong. I used to think church was like a daycare, and now I go learn more about God and study and read Bible verses. I have also changed in that. I don't lie that much, partly because I really like high school, and partly because I don't like making the Holy Spirit cry, because I really like high school, and partly because yeah. All right, I already said that part. Sorry. It's stuttering. I don't know. But yeah, I'm really excited to know him more, and I'm really excited that now he's my savior friend, and I'm ready to commit my life to Christ.
So Evan, based on your what you've told me, you have made Jesus your savior and your Lord. Put your trust in him as your savior and your Lord. Great. Based on your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit.